Nice to have you with us anyway.
Great to be here.
Let's start off with who is Paul?
Yeah, thank you.
About yourself?
I've got a photo up here, not so much because you can't see me, but because you can't see my wife who's sitting down here. We have three children. I was born in the bush. I was born in Broken Hill, raised in Gunnedah, converted in Wollongong, but most of my ministry subsequently has been in cities in Sydney and in Nairobi in Kenya.
I haven't asked you this yet, but did you ever work with Joe and Sue Radkovic?
Yeah, we overlapped and lived next door to them for the first time that we're in Nairobi. So it was part of God's providence that we were next door neighbours.
There you go. That will mean nothing to any of you. Sorry, that's just me indulging myself. But anyway, tell us a bit about Bush Church Aid. What is Bush Church Aid? Why does it exist?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. It was a great dinner last night, and I had a chat to Alan there, who tells me that he's had a BCA box at his house for the last 20 years. Hands up, have you heard of BCA boxes? Yeah, there are some. There are some people who have an enormous sort of historical understanding of BCA, and others, you've never heard of BCA, and that's absolutely okay. So let me give you, if I may, the ABC of BCA. The ABC of BCA. A, what about reaching all of Australia? So in Australia, I think we know, most of us live in the metropolitan areas, in the bigger cities, and I think we do a cracking job by and large, at building churches and establishing ministries in the cities. We don't do such a great job then of reaching the 7 million people, the 28% of our population in this country, who are in the bush, who are in the regional remote areas. So BCA is about reaching all of Australia. With what? The B is for Bible-based ministries. We are wanting to see Bible-based churches established so that everyone might come under the sound of the gospel. To what ends? The C, that Christ Church might be built up in the regional areas and right across this great nation of ours.
Okay, thank you. Now, last night, for those that weren't at Thanksgiving dinner, I invited the congregation to help us pick projects that we'd like to support. I put three projects forward, and the one that got the most support was actually the Bush Church Aid Project. And so I'm going to take that to our next parish council and ask them to adopt that. But why don't you tell us a little bit about what that project is and why?
Yeah, thank you. I'm really excited. And it was great to be here last night and get to meet with people and have an opportunity to chat about what we have in mind with this project. But it's recognising the fact that A, there's a great need to get more ministers to go to the bush, and B, we have trouble meeting that need. One of the impediments for guys coming to college and then going back to the bush is the cost impediment of coming from the bush down to a study in one of the major colleges in the city. So the plan is that we will form a bursary fund that we will then subsidise students at the likes of Moore College, SMBC, good Bible colleges, where they're going to be taught well, equipped well to proclaim Christ across the nation. We'll subsidise them, not in their first year, so that people aren't coming in order to get the bursary, as it were, but rather guys who have skin in the game are saying, I've come from the bush, I have an intention to go to the bush. We'll subsidise them with their very significant costs. So Moore College, for example, the fees are $22,000 per annum to just for the fee component of the loan, and obviously there's other significant costs associated with going to college. So a bursary fund will help support that ministry. And I think, Jim, long-term, have an enormous impact across the nation for the gospel. If we can get good guys trained up, going out into the bush, who have a heart for the lost in the bush, then God can use that in a mighty way for generations to come.
Yeah, and a good opportunity for us to partner, in that sense, for us as a church to partner with bush churches. And just my own experience, so Vanessa and I went from Penrith, which is not bush, we went from Penrith to Moore College, and we were paying more in rent for a tiny little Moore College house, which is, they're pretty awful, to be honest, but anyway, tiny little house than what we're paying for the mortgage on our house at Penrith. So yeah, it was, even we felt the shock coming from Penrith, let alone what it would be like coming from the bush.
So
where our goal is to partner with you to raise funds to help some of these guys studying at Moore College to go back to the bush and serve in churches there.
Yeah, that's right. So they might be guys who come from, you know, Penrith or somewhere, but have an intention to go beyond the kind of city base and ultimately to serve. So they're the guys we want to support at college.
Fantastic. All right. any other questions I was meant to ask you and I haven't asked you that you didn't get to?
Well, we've spoken about the project, but I think generally if you want to support the ministries of BCA, and you've seen that we've got people in 30 different places around the country, can I just suggest a couple of things to you? That is, they're the wrong slides. Before you want to partner with someone, you want to get to know them, right? So that's what I'd encourage you to do. If you know very little about BCA, then it would be a bit unrealistic to say, hey, climb on board with us and partner us in our ministries. But I'd encourage you to go to the website. You'll find out there. You can get a copy of The Real Australian in hard copy, and I've got some up on that little table up the back there. That's the first thing, get to know us. Secondly, then, if you like the sound of the ministries that BCA is doing, then I encourage you to pray for those ministries. All of our ministries, be it BCA or here at Narellan Anglican, we need to underpin by prayer. And so I would really encourage you to pick up a copy of the prayer diary, or you can get it on your app, prayer made app, or you can mail it to you electronically. But then to be praying for the ministries of BCA. And then the third thing would be to give. If you're in a position to support ministries financially, then if you know us and you're praying for us, then I'd encourage you. These days, we still have the boxes, but most of us don't carry cash, so electronic is the way to give there. And again, all the details on the website. And the fourth thing I'd get you to think about is maybe you want to go. You want to go to the bush and serve. The bush needs mature Christian people to go into churches, regardless of what your occupation is, and support the ministries here. Now, I'm not trying to hoover great guys out of this church here, but if you're thinking of going to the bush, then come and talk to me about what sort of ministries you might be able to be involved in the bush. And one final one, we have a thing called the BCA Nomads. So if you're into caravanning and travelling around the country, then you can do a great ministry as you travel around with others, visiting some of these places that we have ministries, and supporting those guys by going to meet with them and buy them a coffee or lunch and pray with them, or maybe help them out with something they've got going on in the place. That's the BCA Nomads. Come and talk to me about that if you're interested in any of those things. But, encourage you to get to know us and pray for us.
Okay, fantastic.